Samuel McCulloch faced what seemed to be a lose-lose decision. Either surrender and face certain death, or plunge over a 300-foot tall cliff in an effort to escape. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side by side with farmers and the ag community. Cargill thanks you for being a part of that success. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Travis Zeke is curator of the Ogilvie Institute Mansion Museum. He shares stories of the men and women who struggled to make a new home in what is today the northern neck of West Virginia. One of the best known is Samuel McCulloch, a local militia leader who was cut off from the rest of his party who were headed to the safety of Fort Henry in today's Wheeling, West Virginia.
He turned his horse around and rode it up Wheeling Hill to the very crest in hopes of being able to escape back to his frontier cabin, which was probably about 10 miles away. However, when he got to the top of the hill, he discovered that there were Indians up there as well. And he really didn't have much of a choice. He could have either surrendered, which would have been executed immediately, or he could have leapt over a sheer hillside that was over 300 feet high.
Since surrender meant sure death, he decided to take the only option that had a chance for survival.
So he and his horse leapt over Wheeling Hill, 300 feet. They kind of slid down the hill. It's often portrayed as a sheer cliff, but it's more of an extremely steep hillside. And he and his horse were able to slide down the hillside to safety, and he eventually escaped back to Fort Van Meter, which was a smaller fort where he came from.
McCulloch escaped with his life for that day, but the Native Americans who witnessed the brave slide down the high, steep grade never forgot his bravery.
The Indians, however, eventually caught up with Samuel McCulloch about 3 or 4 years later. He was ambushed, and there's a legend that they removed his heart and consumed it in the hope of getting some of the courage of such a brave man.
Eventually, the town of Wheeling sprouted from the area where Fort Henry stood. That steep hill is still a part of the landscape of the city. Traveling the countryside in Wheeling, West Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.